Phelim and Ham at base, right at the top first line. Amar Chanina Bar Papa, Kol Anen, Amin Ha'ilu Mezeh B'loi Baracha, Kilo Goyzel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kenes Yisrael. If a person partakes from this world, he eats something without first making a bracha, it's like he steals from the Rabbeinu Shalom and Kenes Yisrael. He steals the bracha, like Rashi says, or according to the other Mephorshim, a Marsha, it's as if he steals the food. Like we learned before, we're only entitled, Arts Nasal Ibnei Adam, only if we make a bracha. If we don't make a bracha, it's not even ours to take. So it's like he's stealing Kodesh Baruch Kenes Yisrael. Shemmer goes alavi v'yimai v'yimer ain't pasha chavar hul ish mashkes. He steals from his father and mother, and he says there's nothing wrong. He's a chavar, he's a companion to an ish mashkes. Ain't avi v'le Kodesh Baruch. Father is a Kodesh Baruch. Shemmer aloi v'u avicha kanecha. Ve'in imal Kenes Yisrael. Shemmer shema b'ni musar avicha balti toish teres imecha. My chaver hulish mashkes. What does it mean? He says he's a chaver to the person of destruction. Yerom ben Nevat, he's the one that destroyed the loyalty of Bnei Yisrael to Avinu Shebishamayim. He's the one that stopped them, made impediments for them to be oil regel. He was mamid the golem, the Avodah Zarah. So a person who steals from his father and mother, so there's nothing wrong, he steers people away, he influences them from their Avodas Hashem, to turn them away from Avodas Hashem. He's a chaver to Yerovam ben Nevat. Rav Chanina bar Papa Rami asked us, dear, there's a contradiction. So the dog and the grain, Hashem calls it mine, it belongs to me. Yours. So who does the grain belong to? Like Hashem, Kan Bizman Shisrael, Oisim Ritzayn Shalmok, and Kan Bizman Shen Yisrael, Oisim Ritzayn Shalmok. It makes a difference when they are Oisim Ritzayn Shalmok, the grain, it's ours, belongs to you. But when they're not, when they don't follow the mitzvahs of Hashem, Hashem says it's mine, it doesn't belong to you, you don't deserve it. Zon Rabban, and thus after the Gan Necha, Ma Tamad Loimah, Lefishin Emra Loyomesh, Sefer Atayah Zemi Picho. It says the Torah should never leave your mouth. You have to be learning day and night. So you might think you always have to be learning, and you should not be engaged in livelihood parnasa in yonah el maset. No, gather up your grains, your harvest. So Shmuel says that you have to earn your livelihood, and you learn, but all the time. But when it's time to be Isaac parnasa, you're Isaac parnasa. Rav Shem ben Yochayim, how could that be? Efshar Adam Chayvish B'Shas Chavish. If a person is going to be busy plowing at the time of plowing, Vizarei B'Shas Ri, and planting at the time of Zri, Vekaita B'Shas Ksir, and harvesting at the time of harvest, Vedash B'Shas Disha, and he does the threshing, Vizarei B'Shas Arguach, and the winnowing, Tehermat Ha'ala, he's going to be busy at all of these stages. When is he going to retire? Hello, Bizman, Shisrael, Isa, Mitzvah, Mishal, Mokam, Malach, and Nasa, Slay, Deachir. However, what it means is if people do their malach, the oisim etzonishol makam, they do the will of Hashem, then they will be blessed, they'll have a bracha, and their work will be done through others. Shenemar v'amduzar v'zar tanachem. Strangers, they're the one who will take care of your needs. They'll plant and take care and be your shepherds. With man change, so oisim etzonishol makam, malach nasle asman, but they don't follow the will of Hashem, they have to do the work themselves. Shenemar Masaf to the Ganecha. It says Masaf to the Ganecha. You have to gather. They also will have to work for others. Shenemar Babaratas Oydecha. Omer Abai Harbe also Kirby Shmuel, also Biyot. Many people follow the approach of Rabbi Shmuel and also Biyot. They were successful. Kirby Shmuel Yochai will also Biyot. But those who tried to follow the approach of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, and they were not successful. These months, don't come before me. Don't come to learn and ask shilas from me. Because if you're going to be busy, these are the busy months, and you have to be Isaac Parnassa. If you're going to be Isaac and you're learning on these busy months, then the whole year you're going to have problems with Parnassa. Be Isaac in your Parnassa at the time of these months, and then you'll be free to learn the rest of the year. The Mefarshim are bothered by how can Rabbi Shimon Michai say Vasafta deganecha is bisman that they're not oisin Ritzon Shel Mokaim. It's in the parasha of Ayam Shemot Tishma. It's in the parasha of, well, if you will listen, then I will bring the rains. Vasafta deganecha. The Ritva splits up the parasha. Ayam Shemot Tishma. And the Satsa Mitarats can be to your own Lakash. I'll bring the rains. But Vasafta deganecha is talking in a time when they're not following the will of Hashem. Now, it doesn't mean they're not following at all. It means to a lesser degree, not to the wholehearted degree. They're not following the will of Hashem wholeheartedly. So then they will have a bracha that they'll have the grain, but they won't have the bracha that it'll be, the work will be done by others. If they follow Hashem wholeheartedly, then they'll have the bracha that others will do this manual labor. Omer Rabbah Bar Bachanan Rav Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi. So he said the following. He said that Boi Re'ei Shalai Kedaretz HaRishayna Met Daretz HaAchrayim. Look at the difference in the generations. Look at the difference in the Yerida, the generations. Daretz HaRishayna Mosu Tarasan Keva Malach Danavai. The earlier generations, their main preoccupation was in Torah. Their work was secondary, as soon as time beyond them, they were successful in both. But the later generations are also Malachtan Keva. They make their Parnosa, the Iker, the Taras and Arai, and their Taras secondary. Zivazu, Loinus can be beyond them. They're not successful in either of them. Another member, he said in the name, look at the difference in the generations. The Daris HaRishayim wanted to be able to fill the mitzvah of giving ma'aser. As we'll see, the mitzvah min ha-Torah of giving ma'aser is only when the produce comes in through the main entranceway of the house. Then it's kaveh l'ma'aser. So the earlier generations made a point of bringing it in the house, into the main entrance of the house, so that it would have an obligation of ma'aser, so that they can be mekayim the mitzvah of giving ma'aser. But there's achrayim machnisim perusim, derech gagas, derech chatzeres, derech karpipas, kedei l'paitim min ha-ma'aser. The latter generations, they wanted to find a way out, a loophole, as to not have their giving ma'aser. So they used to bring the produce in through the rooftops. They used to bring it in through storage areas, in the storage yards, not through the main entrances, and to be patur from the ma'aser. The Amar of Yana Yenetel, ma'aser actually pnei abayis. The chiv, the rights of ma'aser, is when it comes through the main entranceway of the house. Remember, biyarte kodesh min habayis. He says even bringing in the main entranceway on the chatzar, that also will obligate the ma'aser. Shenemar v'achol b'sharecha v'sabeim b'sharecha in your chatzar. So the girsa that we have over here, there are traksaman, there are chatzeres, there are pipas kedel potmin a ma'aser. This the girsa of chatzeres, l'chera does not stem with Rav Yechanan, and Rav Yechanan says that chatzar is mechayev. In different versions, the word chatzar doesn't appear. Here it does appear, so perhaps this is referring to a different chatzar, not the main chatzar of the house, because the Rav Yechanan says the main chatzar is mechayev in ma'aser. Chutz min hayayin, so the Mishnah said that on the peiros of the ilon you make a bari priyayis, except wine, even though it comes from grapes which grow on vines, you make a special bracha bari priyagaf. Maishna yain, why does wine have this special bracha? Because it's been refined and processed. It's in a higher form, so the fruit is the grape. At a higher level, on higher form, is the wine, so it has a special bracha. So, ilay mishum dishtana liyu dishtana li bracha, and therefore it has a special bracha, affecting more of Hashem, and dishtana li bracha. What about olive oil? So it simulates the same thing. They obviously, olive in a higher form, is refined and processed further, is oil. And we don't make a special bracha. The Amar of Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Luchayn, Amar Yitzchak, Amar Yechanan, Shem, and Zayis, Mevarach, Malav, Boi, Priya, Eitz. You make a bar of praise, you don't make a special bracha. By the olive oil, we don't make a separate bracha, you want to suggest, because we can't. We don't have a nusach of the bracha which is appropriate. Because heich nivrach, how should we make the bracha? In what manner should we make the bracha? Nivrach bore pri hazayis, to make the bracha bore pri hazayis, that Hashem created the fruit of the zayis, perikuf hazayis. The olive is called a zayis. So bore pri hazayis would imply that Hashem create the fruit of the olive. Well, the fruit of the olive is the olive oil that was processed by man. So it would be inappropriate to make the bracha bore pri hazayis, because the zayis is what Hashem created. This is bore pri hazayis. Directing more, well, why don't you say the following? V'nivracha bore pri eitz zayis. We can make simply the bracha bore pri eitz zayis. He created the fruit of the olive tree, which is the olive. So why would not that be an appropriate bracha? So why do we not make a special bracha on olive oil? Elo Amar Mar Zutra, the reason why wine, specifically wine, has a separate bracha, special bracha, is because chamra zayin, because the wine is zayin, it nourishes, and mishcha loy zayin, and not oil. Frank the Gemara, is that so? Mishcha loy zayin. Aye, about tonight we learned in the Mishnah, in the Darna Neder Min HaMozayin, a person makes a Neder Min HaMozayin from Mozayin, Mutar B'mayim Melech, water and salt is not called Mozayin. That's not called mazon. Va'avina b'mayimu melach udala yikri mazon ha'kol milikri mazon. Means to say that it's only water and salt that's not called mazon, but everything else is called a mazon. I named David Yufz and Rav Shmuel. This is not a kash and Rav Shmuel. Normally, ein b'varchum borim minei mizaynais ala b'chamisha minim b'vad. Only on the five types of grains you only make mizaynais. So it can't be that everything is called mazon. Va'amar Rav Huna b'aymer kol azon alai. Now, rather, what we're saying, what it means in the Mishnah, referring to Nedarim, is when he says, Kol Hazan Alai. When he says, Kol Hazan Alai, Mazan is only the five meaning. Hazan, something, Kol Hazan, anything that sustains. Anything that sustains a person, all types, any food sustains a person. Water and salt does not give a significant amount of sustenance. But everything else does. But mazon, when we talk about mazon, we talk about that which really the main sustenance that a person derives and that it fills him, it nourishes him, it satisfies him. That is only from the five types of grain. But anything is called zon. So alma mishka zayin. So olive oil is zayin. So why is it that the wine has a special bracha and not the olive oil? And Lord Gemara suggests chama soy or mishka loy soy. The wine, it fills a person up. It satiates it, but not oil. And that's why wine has a separate bracha. Frank the Gemara v'charma mitzoy, is that true? V'harama ha'vashaseh charma kol mali yamid de pescha. When Pesach, we want to eat the matzah l'teyava. We want to eat it with an appetite. We want to eat it to kind of the mitzvah of eating matzah. We want to eat it l'teyava. So Rav, in order to stimulate his appetite, he used to drink wine on Erev Pesach, so that he would be hungry and eat the matzah's mitzvah, the teyavah. So he shaseh chan komal yomid piskan ki echdin negulimim in echel matzah tvei. So you see that, no, it stimulates the appetite. You're suggesting that we make a separate bracha because it satiates. We see just the opposite. So Gemara answers, tuva goria, portasoid. If you drink a lot of wine so that it stimulates the appetite. Now that's what Rava did. In order to eat the matzah, the teyavah. But with a little bit, it satisfies you. And that's why wine has a special quality, and that's why we make a separate bracha. Frank the Gemara Misoid Kalal, is that true? Vaksiv, v'yayin yisam glavav enosh, v'lechem glavav enosh yisam. Wine gladdens the heart. Bread, it fills the person. Namu the soy. So apparently, it's bread that satiates. Chamaloy soy, but not wine. Elo the Gemara says, Chamre is betarti. The reason why wine has a separate bracha, special bracha, because it has two qualities. Chamre is betarti. Soyer umesamech. So when the Pasuk says that wine gladdens the heart, it doesn't mean that it's not soy. In addition to soy, it also gladdens the heart. Nama mitzitzot smucha lemesameach. But bread only has one quality. It fills a person, but doesn't gladden the heart. So therefore, wine has these two qualities, a special quality, and they make a separate bracha. Well, if that's true, just like you're saying, that nama, bread, is soyed, and wine is also soyed, well, just like we bench, we say shalosh brachos, we say the full benching after bread, why don't we say it after wine? More answers, lekovi in the person does not make a sudan. It's not the derech of people to have a meal with wine. Right? Even though it does fill him up to a degree, but that's not the derech to have a meal on wine. So therefore, we don't bench on our kaveh suda, where we're kaveh suda, we bench, and wine, we're not kaveh suda. Let's say a person does. Let's say he makes a meal out of wine. Should he bench? When Eliyahu Navi comes, he'll give us the answer. Whether that's considered a kviyas, whether he should bench. But hashtamia. But in the meantime, however, it's a kolonim, and therefore, since people generally are not kviyas suda on wine, he would not bench after wine. But lemaskonas hadvarim, the reason wine, and specifically wine, has a separate bracha, because it has this special feature quality that it's been refined at a higher level than the grape, and it fills a person, it satisfies him and it fills him. That's why wine has a special bracha.